Hi, this is Paul. I wanted to make a little video on a comment that Phlebas had made during a live stream. It was to the effect that, wow, the quality of the comment section on your channel has declined. And I thought that was interesting. And I noticed that it was in response to live chat. And so one of the things that I thought of was, well, I just kind of want to address this with a short little video. And then I was going to make a short little video. I just made a longer video to be released tomorrow morning's homeroom time. And I thought, well, let's just make a short little video. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just do it as a live stream. Now I've got a bigger live stream coming tomorrow. There you go. Ike is first. IRL Politique is second. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the difference because it got me thinking about the difference. And it got me thinking about the difference not only in terms of on this side of it, when I'm watching the little comments on StreamYard, which we've been playing around with lately, but also there's Phlebas. You've never Phlebas, would you come on live? Would you come on the screen with me? There are some people that never come on. What is this about? What is this about? I missed the first minute. Paul was talking and I missed it. So don't worry, Mark, you haven't missed much. And I was thinking about it's basically an agent arena relationship. The difference between a live stream chat and the comment section. And I made a thumbnail, as maybe you can and can't see. Well, maybe I can pull up the thumbnail. Here's the thing that I can't do when I do these. Okay. Here's the thing that I can't do when I do these, which is do all the editing. And that's why Grim Grizz, back when he had access to YouTube, let's see, I'll pull it up here. And it's just got back from work and have things to do. Well, there you go. That is the nature of this thing. Share screen. Here's the entire screen. So here's the let's see, all the way open. Yeah. Wrong screen. I don't want that screen. Here's the thumbnail I made for this video. And so you have live chat is sort of like a group of friends together laughing, but they're together virtually. And so if you look at, hey, Roger, if you look at the culture of the arena of the live chat, it's a lot of people in the room together. And some of you might notice that when I do live chat with a live stream, when I don't come in, I'm a little bit of a troll. I like to have fun in the chat room. And back, I first got accustomed to this back when we were doing the Bridges of Meaning Discord. And then there was a comment section. And I could not look at that comment section while I live streamed because it was just too funny. They were saying all kinds of things. And there were people I knew. I couldn't, in a sense, look into the camera and do this and sort of talk to you in that arena and also be in the room with everyone else sort of in the fun-having arena. And so when Phlebas made his comment, thank you, Mark. I thought it was a good thumbnail. So when Phlebas made his comment, it made me think, because I don't know that the quality of the comment section on the channel itself has decreased. Now, there are some commenters that leave really meaty comments, and the quality, of course, is better or worse, but a comment on a YouTube comment section is much more an individual thing. You're by yourself. You're typing it out. It's sort of a one-on-one relationship. And that's where sort of I have the guy who's sort of on a keyboard typing like this. It's kind of a one-on-one. And as is often true with, let's say, a Randall's conversation, when people first get on the screen with me, they have to somehow shift because now we're talking back. Phlebas is really camera shy or has been replaced by an AI. See, and Ethan's comment right there. Let me pull this. Ethan's comment right there. That's a great example of a live chat comment. It's witty. It's a joke. I mean, shit posting is sometimes what we call this stuff. It's a great joke. And what it does in the arena of the live chat comment gives a sense of this is us. We are all together. We are doing this thing together. We are enjoying each other. And that's really what you want from the live chat. But the sort of the one-on-one experience from the other is much more, okay, me and you. And I just said something and you thought about it. So you're going to sit down and you're going to type it carefully and you're going to think about it. And so the quality of the other comment section, I think it's just a different arena. At work, random channel surfing. Well, there you go, Valiant Thor. Eight, you concerned with, or am I concerned with, by, I try to avoid the daily chatter of back and forth of politics in general. I just find the whole thing just too distracting. Is there a topic? Yeah, the topic is live stream chat versus YouTube chat. I wanted to make a short video, and because I don't have a lot of time, we have a member of ours who's been in a nursing home in a hospital, and she just relocated to Sacramento. She was way up in Auburn, so to visit her, I had to travel an hour there and an hour back, and now she's just 20 minutes away, so I'm going to go visit her after this. But I wanted to make this short little video about the difference. So that, I think, is part of the reason for, if you're in a live stream chat, it's a very different arena, and that arena changes us. I've been thinking about doing a video on identity, especially with all of the sort of, I think, flippant takes on transgenderism. Our identities are always agent arena specific. In some arenas, I'm a father. In some arenas, I'm a pastor. In some arenas, my maleness and my manhood is much more forward. In some arenas, my citizenship is forward. And so there's that agent arena relationship with respect to chat rooms. Whoa, sorry, in and out. Yes, this is about your thread, Phlebas. This is about your thread. And, you know, again, a general comment about colonizing. So Scott Adams made a comment in his channel about how he doesn't want anybody to email him. He doesn't want anybody to, basically, he doesn't want anybody to pierce the fourth wall. And Grimm, now that he doesn't have a YouTube channel for the moment, which I very much miss because I very much enjoyed Grimm's channel. Grimm and his attention to the fourth wall is I think very important in that the fourth wall is a wall on both sides. And part of what I've tried to do as best I could, and the larger the channel gets, the harder and harder it is. I want to keep breaking down the fourth wall. Now that gets, you get swamped. And actually yesterday, Vendonk and Catherine and I sort of put together the format of the conference in May. And like Thunder Bay, we are going to, as much as possible, give as much opportunity for people who come to the conference to have interaction with the speakers. There's going to be limits to that, obviously, because if 300 people come to the conference, that's sort of our max. 300 people come to the conference, you can't really have 300 in one day. Now, this morning, I posted it was just a beautiful randos conversation. And different randos conversations have different senses to them because people are different and the topics they bring up are different. And some people, like Dave, are just a good storyteller. And I knew when I started that his storytelling was going to be great. And we cannot have one identity. Arena plus agent equals identity. Yep, that's absolutely right. So Randall's conversations like that flow really nicely, and he was engaging, he's mature, he did very well. Different Randall's conversations bring out different fruit. And all right, I'm just reading the comments here. This is why I don't talk politics. I use politics as an example. Call out. I don't think I called out Tucker. Phlebas was exactly right. If you hunt down Phlebas's comment, I think people listened to 10 minutes and thought, this is the level of Phlebas is talking about politics, the level of everyone clicks on a video and they want to know, are you fur or agin it? That's what they want to know. Are you fur or agin it? And if you're fur it and I'm fur it, you're good. And if you're agin it and I'm agin it, we're good. And if I'm fur it and you're agin it, no. It's just this binary way of thinking. And it's not Biden good, Tucker bad, Tucker good. I mean, this is such a boring way to go about life. At some point, get a hold of yourself and sit and think, I'm not calling out Tucker. Tucker's never, ever, ever going to watch my video. And if Tucker wanted to, if you want to know the culture of the channel, watch a Rando's conversation. That's what I want the culture of the channel to be on. Now, I made statements and it's fine to push back. So tomorrow, where I'm going to have, I don't know if Sam's sort of a moderate. Kale's a conservative. Hank is a populist. Moises is a conservative. So I wanted to grab a bunch of people who I figured would have a lot to say, and Kale especially would have a lot to say about my take on Tucker because he asked for it and there it was. And so we're going to talk about it tomorrow and it's going to be a great conversation. So, I don't know exactly what happened to Grimm's channel. Grimm had warned me that when he went over 1,000 and if he tried to monetize it, he had some old stuff back there that he knew that. So Algo is the god of YouTube. Okay. That's what I call the god of YouTube, Algo. And, After you live in the arena of Algo long enough, you get a sense of what Algo does and does not permit. And if you cross Algo, Algo comes and gets you. This is the meta-divine realm of YouTube. And Grimm knew that he had some old content on his channel that Algo wouldn't like. And so Grimm's been dealing with that. And I think it's wholly unfair. I don't know what Grimm has to do to get back on the good side of Algo. We are now living in a polytheistic world. That's what we are doing because we have this agent arena relationship with many gods. And Algo is one of those gods of YouTube. And if Grim Grizz wants to play in Algo's meta-divine realm, poor Grim Grizz is going to have to figure it out. Let's see. Have a blessed and productive day. Thank you, Thor. It was really a good conversation. It certainly was. Can you help me reconcile your I don't have a desire to call out Tucker. People wanted to know what I thought. I don't have an opinion about Tucker. I've never watched the man. And when I talk to people, people's opinion about Tucker, even if they never watch the man, seem wholly based on what the people that they imagine are good or bad think about him. Thumbs up, thumbs down. That's a terrible way to go about life. So I did not call out Tucker. To the degree that I have any interest in Tucker Carlson, it's to the degree that the thing that gave me some interest in Tucker Carlson was Ross Douthat's piece, because there I got a sense of, oh, maybe this is how he's playing. Otherwise, I don't really have an opinion on Tucker Carlson. Who will win, live stream or chat? That's an excellent question, Father Eric. In the end, comment sections win. Live stream, chat. Even if there's very little. So after I watch a video that I really like, I will sometimes scan the comments. Some videos that were live streamed like this, there'll be a live stream chat. Oh, howdy, Grizz. Grizz, do you want to come in? I feel so bad about your channel. Okay, let's do more of this, Howie. Didn't you say Tucker's rhetoric was dangerous? Yes, my rhetoric's dangerous. If we don't have any danger, we're not going to have any fun. If you don't have any risk, would I have said it? Like, please don't talk down to me with a dumb accent. Well, make better comments. Oh, boy. Yeah, now I'm doing what I say I shouldn't do. But you were wrong about Tucker. Your critique was incorrect technically, and I hope it does too. After graduating from the pipeline, I'm far more likely to check in on Paul or Peugeot. If you upload the thumbnail as an overlay to StreamYard, I'm sorry, Scott. I wasn't talking down to you. I was talking about where this thing goes. Yeah, so I was almost put child. Sam wanted me to put the thing. PVK is soft on child sacrifice. He wanted that to be. But I knew with the God Algo, if I put that in the comment section, there would be ramifications. So is politics the first wall? How is a demon? Humble offering to the great Algo. I don't think I'm doing a Mott and Bailey. Okay, I got time. I can't. See, Scott, if you want to come in, I'm going to drop the link, and I'd love to see. This is what we're going to do tomorrow. Is why I set up this whole thing. It's why I got into this mess, because I want to have better conversations. And Twitter is an arena, and it doesn't allow very good conversations. And so I want better conversations. So, see, Scott, come on in. Let's talk about it. I'd love you to come on in, and we can talk about it, and maybe you can correct me, and maybe I'll see it your way. I'm totally open to that. I'm totally open to that. So I got to do a little bit of setting up here. And there we go. I'm gonna pin that. Alma doesn't want me to pin much PVK. Okay, C Scott, come on in. I promise I'll be good. I'm sorry I talked down to you. Yeah. Who let Grim in here? Oh, device not connected, Grim Grizz. Oh, there he is. Oh yeah. Guy I love. I missed you, man.
It was all up in OBS, so I had to, you know, shut that down and turn it on over here and all that. Chino is less than 4 weeks away, man. Yeah, sure. Is it gone?
I don't know. I haven't looked, but Algo isn't serving me up. You're one of the first ones Algo would serve up, because I usually watch your live stream in the morning. I show up for homeroom.
Yeah, I suspect. I mean, for anyone who wants the full story, check out my Substack. There are ways to see the videos you can't see that apparently offended the Algo, and we're playing... what in this could have possibly offended the algorithm? Because we don't know. I have no idea why there were community strikes about dangerous conspiracy theories on my videos. Because according to the email I got, mind you, it says dangerous conspiracy theories are the ones that advocate violence. And while I like to breathe together with people quite a lot, never in the advocacy of violence. So we're pretty confused about why it happened. But while I have you and your people's attention, it's probably time you face the reality. You're going to have to find something to fill the void that I've been filling. The daily live stream thing for people, like, I'm not going to be able to hold that spot, clearly. I can't keep in the good graces of people being myself. So if the community is going to have a gaping hole where my daily live streams started to fill. So I think that's something you guys are going to have to think about.
I think that's a good point. I probably can't do it, but my hope is that someone or something will arise. So
I nominate Just with Joe.
But... Just with Joe. Joe could do it, but it's got to be someone who's got a flexible schedule. So a little bit more from, so C Scott, since I picked on him already, sorry, I lost my temper at you. I didn't lose my temper, but I've been following for a long time. My perception that Paul will call out the right while letting the left slate triggered me. Oh yeah. All right. So I'm the typical winsome. I punch right and schmooze left. You know, you might be right. I'm an old lefty. So yeah, that's fair enough. We got to let Raj in here. So,
Grim, hey, what's Grim, up?
How you doing, Raj?
Oh, Grim disappeared. I only came here for Grim. Sorry.
We all.
I'm here. You got to scoot your chair over, Raj. There's things I try not to do on streams that aren't mine. So, we are less than 4 weeks away from Chino, gentlemen.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, have you been practicing Hobo's Lullaby? You know, I know you're not going to
bring his violin.
I know he's not camping with us, but there's nothing that says you can't come after the big speech part and come sit around the campfire and swap a story before you go in for the night. So
I very much hope to swing by the campground and hang out with you guys. Especially after things really get going. So Vendonk and Catherine and I set the schedule. And I mean, obviously the main schedule is sort of Saturday, Friday and Saturday, whole days. And so it'll be busy. I talk first. I'm first up on Friday morning. Peugeot and Verveke are first up on Saturday morning. So maybe Friday night. And we've built some flexibility into the schedule. So I hope people will take advantage of it. So we got a question. What is the camping update? I'm thinking about getting a plane ticket. Are there still spots left available for camping?
At present, my count understanding is about 8 slots remain. We top out at 30.
Okay.
While I'm here, all available updates, there's been 4 so far, have been emailed to the list and are available on the givesendgo.com/AnnaChino23. Page where you can also support the camping endeavor even if you're not attending, but all of updates are available there. They include introductions from such characters that will be in attendance as Mo, Chad, Raj, Teo, Father Eric, and that nice lady who's in the RV slot that's going to let us recharge our phones, Linda.
And is Teo flying in from the UK?
With Santo Antonio at his side, like really? Don Quixote, yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Anachino 23 event is, I don't know, it's not, like, there's broad universal appeal for the Estuary Chino thing, but the level of intimacy for those of us that have been the viewers, virtually not alone in this little corner, is astounding for the camping thing at this point. Caleb, hello and welcome.
Grim, hello. You are such a genius at marketing. I would have thought, you know, you could have a career in this. I mean, you name things well and you sort of brand things. You know, that's one of the things that always impressed me about your channel is how you come up with these things. And so I'm just always very impressed. So.
Well, a lot of the branding I want to highlight has been gifts, because like the whole principle when I started to try to build the Discord with that other channel and why I push like that us being in chat together is a virtually not alone thing is because what I saw happen to the Critical Role. And that's like, if you give people something worthwhile, they will show you love. And those, all the branding clips, that's people loving on the fact that we're together like we are. I don't make any of those.
Oh, really? Oh, that's wonderful. All right. Anybody have anything else they want to say? Because I can't be in here too long. I really got to get out of here at least by 4. So we got 20 minutes.
I have to, you know, there's a reason that I'm not going to be able to stay on YouTube. And it's because I talk about elephants and rooms and such. And since this is a Chino-centric thing, as well as your chat and comment, the elephant in the room with regard to Thunder Bay and Estuary Chino is that there is no Mondrell. There's no village component at the conference. And I'd like
that's
to
supposed
put
to be
you on
Vendonk.
The spot about that.
That's Vendonk. Mm. We had looked at some other people, and we actually did a search for a fourth person. And John had someone that we were quite interested in, someone who John knows well. And the guy basically had John talk more and more about the topic and a local person, and that person sort of in, you know, turned around and said, actually, John, you should be that local person. So it's a little different because John is organizing it. But so John actually will fill that role to some degree.
So at some point during the conference, I don't know if it should be Friday, Saturday, or what, but we have to grab Van Donk and say, you owe us a village speech, and throw him on stage?
Yes. Well, he is going to give some speeches.
Oh, okay. So he's just not billed. Okay. I respect that.
He feels a little bashful about it sometimes. That's right. Van Donk went full Dick Cheney. That's right.
All right. With that on the screen, I'm out. I'll give you guys the camera space. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Thanks. All right. Anybody else got something they want to say as to the topic or why you jumped in? Or
I just jumped in because I thought your comments on the Tucker thing were actually pretty good. I appreciated your warning and your admonitions to take things carefully and cautiously and think about where they lead and all that sort of stuff. And I thought that was well placed and reasoned and good advice.
Well, thank you. And I really liked, I mean, I wasn't commenting on Tucker because I don't know the man. I like the speech. I like what he put out on Twitter today that had, you know, when I saw it this morning, it had like 12 million views already. So I actually think that it's, you know, even though I thought about doing a video, this will come out tomorrow. Rod Dreher basically noted that Tucker got canned because Rupert Murdoch doesn't like Tucker talking about religion on the TV, which I thought was very interesting. So I think Tucker is going to be just fine. And actually, whatever he does, he'll probably be better off being free from Fox and being, because from what I read from Douthat, he seems much more this little corner in that he talks about a full range of things and is less inhibited than a lot of other people. So,
yeah. It's just tricky to know because there's so many, it's so easy to troll, especially conservatives, because their opinions are generally pretty out there. Yeah. And so it's easily to mouth the words, gain a following because you look apart or something like that. And so it's really hard to tease apart who's genuine and who's, you know, building momentum to be a steering position, you know, to be steering in a particular direction. So,
yep.
Discernment, 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 right?
Yep. And part of the difficulty we have in this weird world is we're not talking to each other very well. In a real conversation, it's a lot different because you got face back and forth and you can go back and forth. But that's sort of YouTube. So
that's one thing I wanted to say about the topic at hand is your comment section and your live stream chat, for the most part, both these places are, the participants are at least trying to talk to you or the other people on the screen. Whereas most of the space, we've talked about this before at Estuary, but like most comments online are just sort of a shouting out into the void. Mm-hmm. And so there's at least some level of reciprocity and seeing the other in your comment sections, which is a rarity on the internet.
Well, that's good. And that's very much what I want. And I think actually, even though, as I posted on Twitter this morning, Rando's conversations they get more views than my sermons or my Sunday school class, but not as many as if I talk about J.K. Rowling or Tucker Carlson or Jordan Peterson. Those always get the big views. Algo rewards the high status people. But I think actually in terms of the culture of the channel, the Rando's conversations are key. So, and because hopefully we're talking to each other, and that's very much Grim Grizz is breaking down the fourth wall.
Masterfully.
Caleb, did you want to say something? You unmuted.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's something that I wanted to get at a little bit. I guess it's not strictly on topic, but it's about the Rando's conversation that was this morning, and I was wondering, this morning for me at least, I don't know how that works.
It was this morning.
So this is something that I'm hearing hear a lot. And this is more of a general question. How do you deal with when people, obviously this is not really technically a lot to deal with, when people tell really dark stories, like that fellow, I can't recall his name right now, the fellow from the conversation this morning,
Dave,
he told about Dave, that's right, he told about how his slow decline of his brother into I guess drug addiction, that was how it got him in the end. And it's like, man, how do you deal with stories like that? Maybe that's something you know better as a pastor, who regularly deals with fairly tragic stories, I guess.
When you ask how I deal with them, do you mean how do I deal with them emotionally?
That's part of it. Another, like, how do you, what kind of response could one possibly give to, you know, to the story justice, I guess?
A couple of things. Number one, obviously you can commiserate to a degree, and you do that usually through body language and nonverbals and some verbals. It's best not to wade in with a platitude, which is what people do. The reason difficult stories are hard for people, again, is our mirror neurons. When someone is sharing something painful, we feel pain. And so people naturally don't want to feel pain, and so find ways out. And usually it's leave the conversation, or a platitude is usually sort of what they throw at it to sort of, oh, there's a fire, let's put it out. And the platitude is supposed to put it out. The platitude never puts it out. What it usually communicates is that you, the other person, is not willing to share their pain. And the chaplain at Calvin College, Dale Cooper, back in the day when I was there, pain shared is pain divided. And so when someone shares a painful story, let that pain in and bear that pain. A big part of Christianity is learning to bear pain and learning to share the pain of others. And so that's the best thing to do, I would say. So, I guess Eric, you got something you want to say?
Yeah, I was just jumping in when you guys are talking about the community building, things like that. The project I'm starting over on the Symbolic World website that just launched, I decided to start doing like an art project with the Universal History series that they started doing. So I'm going to start creating like a sketchbook prompt and trying to get people to start creating art around just kind of universal history, mythology, and kind of get people imagining together, creating things together, and not just having conversations, but kind of like world building and, you know, going deeper on another level.
Very cool. Very cool. That sounds great. I haven't been over to their website yet. Is it sort of a platform in which, I mean, how are they?
Yeah. Structured? Yeah. So it's like a forum. They have different areas of conversation, and you can create a thread and, you know, talk back and forth, kind of like a more organized, kind of like Facebook mirror kind of thing. Less like Discord, more kind of like Facebook.
Okay, it's sort of a what kind of platform are they using? Do you know? You said it's more like
It's called Circle.
Circle. Okay.
It's an app called Circle. I've never heard of it before, this website, but it works very, very well.
Okay. Okay. All right. Very cool. Very cool.
Grizz gave me a command, if you don't mind.
You better follow Grizz's command.
There's a meet and greet for the Anacino camp out. The meet and greet video. If you are on the email list, you should have gotten the link to that video. It's tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern or 7 p.m. Pacific. And it's just a meet and greet for people who have signed up for the camping. And also an update, there's some pictures of the campground. It looks like there's going to be sinks and showers and even a washing machine there.
So. Awesome. One of the things that pretty quickly, Catherine's going to roll out the Discord server for the conference. To have access to that server, you have to be registered and paid up for the conference, but the conference is going to have its own Discord server. At Thunder Bay, I wasn't even aware of it at Thunder Bay. When you come to these things as a speaker often, you're just sort of in the dark and you catch up a little bit as we go. But there is a Discord server for the conference, and like with Thunder Bay, people can share pictures. And so the question and answer for the sessions, that will flow through that Discord server. So those of you who had already signed up for the conference, at some point you'll get an email from Catherine or John with a link to the Discord server for the conference. And that will be open once you get the link. And so people can organize through that and anticipate and share pictures. And I think the Anacino camping should probably get on that once that gets going, because that'll probably help you pass information.
Catherine definitely deserves a good shout out because she is on top of it. High quality individual.
Yes, she is. She's very much on top of it. And so John and I, like I said yesterday, I had a meeting with John and I and Catherine, and or maybe it was the day after or the day before. And Catherine, you know, put together the Thunder Bay conference. And so we used a lot of the input and the practices from Thunder Bay to sort of tweak it. And a little bit more time in this conference, we have 2 full days from morning all the way to evening. And then, of course, the day before we have paintball, and the day after we have Sunday events. So the Sunday events, John is going to lead a guided meditation Sunday morning. I am preaching at the Chino Church. So there's a worship service. And then after that worship service, there are buses. You have to sign up. And so those who are, don't wait to sign up to this conference the last minute, because there are certain add-ons that if you wait until the last minute, you're not going to be able to participate. And one of those are the buses to an Orthodox church. We're going to go to an Orthodox church with Jonathan Peugeot, and Jonathan Peugeot is going to give a tour of the icons in the church and talk about the icons in the church. But we don't have enough bus capacity for everyone. So like on Thursday with paintball, that evening there's a pizza thing, but that's limited seating. So it's first come, first serve. And there's additional cost, obviously, for the food. And also for the tour, of the icons at the Orthodox Church, you have to sign up early and then get in there to get on the buses to go there. So,
all right. Symbolic busing. Good times.
Yep. Symbolic busing. All right. Anything else we should cover? Any questions in the comment room, in the live chat? Let's see. Where are you going to the Orthodox Church in that city? If you give me a second, I might be able to look it up. Spreadsheet. Maybe I can put this down here. This is a tentative schedule so far. So Thursday, paintball, Friday. Like I said, it's tentative. It's not finalized. Saturday. And then, it doesn't have it here. All right. Well, that failed. Everybody dropped out too. So which Orthodox church? It's a big Orthodox church. The priest is fairly well known. I don't know the church, but he has a YouTube channel. And so, I mean, some people might just be interested in meeting the priest. It's around Chino. Yeah, I should have. Are there plans for an event after Chino? Nothing that John and I and Catherine have put together. And so if you get on, once the Discord server is up, use that Discord server to plan other events. So, yeah. Chino, California, Ontario, Chino. Let's see if anybody put, unprepared PVK. There I am. Okay. Any other questions from the group? Otherwise, I'm going to, yeah. Then if you haven't signed up for the conference, almost all of my notes under my videos will have a link to the Eventbrite where you can sign up for the conference. It's going to be a great conference. If you listen to the teaser video of the conversation with Peugeot and Fervaeke, both of them are going to have really excellent ideas. And like as with Thunder Bay, there's going to be a chance to ask questions. And we're also going to redo part of the event that happened in Thunder Bay, where we split off into different sections. Actually, there'll be, if you want to, you'll probably get 5 minutes or so on stage to be in conversation with any one of the speakers. So the conference is where? The conference is Chino, California at Cross Point Church in Chino, California. That's a Christian Reformed church. All right. Okay, I am going to end the live stream. Thank you for coming. And tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, we are going to talk about what I talked about with respect to Tucker, and we will have plenty of other people who know a lot more about him. And YouTube comments are just filtered. No, they're I Andrew, I think actually they're quite different. I think they're quite different. So, yeah, Grim Grizz might be on stage across from Peugeot. If you behave yourself, Grim, I don't know if you saw his comment the other day. He has people have sensitivities, honor them. All right, I'm signing off. Thank you for joining me. And many of you will see tomorrow when we talk about my video about Tucker Carlson.